Hey, all my littles and my bigs, it's Barbara Jarvik here with the marvel of my ordinary life, episode number 83. Let's go fly a kite and then send it soaring. Oh, we had a whole different take on what this meant. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Barbara. That little girl grew up to be me. I liked adventures. I didn't like to get in trouble, but somehow whenever I went on adventures, there was trouble. The person that I liked to go on adventures with the most was my next door neighbor, Kathy. Oh my gosh, it was like we were sisters from another mother. That means two peas in a pod, and that means two kids that thought of the same kind of trouble. We watched TV. We watched spooky movies at night. That was our big woo-hoo. There weren't computers back then. What? No computers. Isn't that crazy to think about? And if you wanted to watch a TV program, you had to watch it at the time it was offered. You couldn't push a button and watch it later, earlier, in 2 years. It was at the time it was offered. We spent our time outside with our dogs. My dog's name was Becky, and Kathy had my dog's puppy, and she had named it Teddy. So Becky and Teddy and Kathy and I, we used to roam the hills just like all day long. We had the best time. Oh my gosh, summers. Yes, we had so much fun. We played hide and go seek in the mustard fields because they were so tall you could hide 4 feet away from base. It was just so much fun. We rode horses. Mostly it was just my horse. Kathy didn't have one. So if my sister went out, we maybe borrowed her horse without asking a few times, which that never went well either. And on this particular occasion, Kathy and I had made kites. We used to make kites all the time. I don't know if anybody does that anymore. We just bought a bunch of newspaper, laid it out, and drew a basic shape of what we thought a kite would look like. We would go to the hobby store and we'd buy these. They're called wooden dowels. They're little skinny, like a giant parakeet bar, like you'd have in your parakeet cage. I think we tied with string or taped them so that they made a crisscross, and then we taped the edges all over and we'd make a kite. You poke a hole in the front of it, tie a string, which we'd always get, and there was a reason for this. We would get the biggest ball of string we could from the hardware store. Oh my gosh, so much fun. Behind our house, there was one really, really, really big hill. It had a tree fort at the top, which I have told you about in the past. So much fun did we have in that tree fort. Then even past the tree fort, you would hike to this tippy-toppy hill. Nothing was up there. There was no trees, just grass waving around, and probably like a bajillion ticks, but gross. We never seemed to worry about that back in the day. We would hike to the very top of this hill. You could see forever. You could see everybody else's neighborhoods and other hills and barns and off in the distance, horses and trails. It was so much fun. And it was always windy. Always windy. And we had our kites. So we would go to the top of the hill. We would start flying our kites. You could run down the hill just a tiny little bit to get it started. But when the wind caught it, oh my gosh, it would go and go and go so high up. In the beginning, we're like, yeah, this is so fun. One day, Kathy and I looked at each other and we thought, you know, this kite is so far up in the sky. I wonder what would happen if we just let go. Just let go. Just, you know, what would happen? We both looked at each other at the same time. Do it. We just let go of the string. For a split second, the kite was fine until it realized it was free. Then the string started going, whipping all over the place. The kite was jig-jagging up in the air and then nose-diving down. And here was the game. We had to watch as carefully as we could. Where did the kite land? We don't have binoculars. We have bicycles. Wherever it landed, we had to jump on our bikes and try to find that. It was crazy. This was called as a bird flies. Like if you're on a road, you have to follow the road. When you're on a hilltop, even if the kite landed not so far away hilltops over, if you were on the road, that's miles away. If you were a bird or a kite, it's not very far, but you can't fly to where the kite went down. You have to take the road. We would bum, 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 down the hill on our bikes, laughing hysterically because it was so rough. I don't even know how did we even have bikes that never had flat tires, because we really drove over a lot of stuff. So we were bumping them, bump, 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 got to the bottom. We usually went down a road called Wild Crest, which is about as crazy as it sounds. It was very narrow and zigzaggy. We would get to the bottom and then we'd stop and we'd regroup. Okay, which way do you think it went? I think it went a little to the right. We'd zig and we'd zag. And this whole time we have Becky and Teddy panting their poor little heads off, galloping along with us. We would ride to the next neighborhood. And sometimes we'd find them in the trees. This was super fun. We would find the string, and we couldn't reach it. Usually it would be tangled up in the buckeye treetops. That's a really, really common tree where I lived. The string would be tangled all over the top of that, and we'd get off our bikes and we'd follow the string, usually down across a little creek, sometimes through somebody's yard, maybe across the top of their house, sometimes in the neighbor's backyard with their dogs. And we had no shame. We'd just go knocking on the door. Excuse me, we accidentally dropped the string of our kite, and I think it ended up in your backyard. And they would always be so nice. Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. And they would go in the backyard and get our kite for us. Usually there was no way you could get the string back. You could only get a little bit. But you know what? It's biodegradable. Back then, I am absolutely certain that never occurred to us whether that was a good thing or a bad thing. We just were happy to have our kite back, which, come to think of it, a couple times it landed in the same neighborhood. And the neighbors must, if they ever talked about it, been like, wow, those kids are either just really not too smart, or they're doing this on purpose. I don't know what they're talking about. We had them, oh my gosh, all over the neighborhood. It was so much fun. Like, who does that? One time when we let it go, it ended up in this really grumpy guy's roses.
Hey!
They were over there going, sorry, but I think that's our kite in your roses. And it got away from us. And he's looking at us like, how does a kite get away from you? You're two, you know, pretty big kids. We were probably 12 years old. How'd you let your kite go? Kathy and I looked at each other, and Kathy's shaking her head. Don't be honest now, Barbara. Just keep it going. I was like, I don't know. And I was getting kind of scared because he's a little scary. I started crying. Yes, because I'm a crier. I started crying. I don't know. It just got away from us. I'm really sorry, Kathy. Let's go. No, I really want the kite. The guy's wife came out. Howard, why are those girls crying? Give them their kite. Well, they need to keep it out of the roses. She's like my mom. She had her little apron on. She's wiping her hands off. She goes, you give them that kite back right now. Honestly, who's the child here? Kathy's making faces behind his back like, yeah, who's the child here? It was so funny. Got back on our little bikes and rode home with the dogs in tow. Because they never left us. They never like went wandering into somebody's yard. They were just like glued to us. Those were such fun times. I can't even imagine doing that now. Oh my gosh, the vision of me on a bike chasing a kite. No. Anyway, try a kite, you all. Go somewhere where you're not going to get electrocuted. You know, it's not going to get tangled in the wires. Go somewhere where there's wide open spaces. And look, Google how to make a kite, because they're so much fun. Oh, and you have to put a tail on them too. I forgot to tell you that. Otherwise, they just spin in circles. You know, don't go cutting any animal's tail off. You get like some ripped up sheet or something. Okay, you all. See you later. Bye.